Good morning. Welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the Eastern culture, the world's favorite beverage, and occasionally reviews wine. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me, Ace Cub wine reporter, Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Reporting for duty, sir.
Excellent. You can take your hat off now.
I'd like to leave my hat on.
All right, fair enough. Let us review two red wines. We've been reviewing whites forever now. This is the 2010 Venica Collio Merlot. This was a $15 bottle of wine. It was soft. It was drinkable. 30% of the wine was aged in two-year-old barrique for 12 months. I wasn't wild about this. I thought it would be better with food. Why wasn't I wild about this?
I wonder if it's because it's Merlot from Italy and not Merlot from a place that typically grows Merlot. It's fine. It's briary, dark cherry. I wouldn't toss it out of my glass, but it wouldn't be the first thing I reached for either.
Whereas Merlot Sangiovese from the north end of Italy is kind of a nice combination, actually. You know, there's some nice blends that work well. So maybe Merlot works better as a blender in Italy than as a star?
I don't know that I would generalize to that extent. Part of it can be vintage, part of it can be area. This has been on the market for a long time. It's a nice standard offering. I generally don't turn to Italy when I want to drink Merlot.
Touché. Let us go down to South Africa for a grape neither of us like very much and a wine neither of us like very much in some ways, and that would be Pinotage. But, however, the 2010 Warwick Estate Old Bush Vines from Stellenbosch Pinotage. I thought this was great. A lot of times with Pinotage, which is a clone unique to South Africa, tastes like rubber tires and something like you're driving by like a car fire.
Rubber tire is a term that a lot of people use for Pinotage. I'm with you there. But this one was actually quite lovely. It was full of dried herbs. It was fragrant, not stinky. It was delicate, which is unusual, and very, very pretty. You know, I would consider buying this. That's not something I'd say very often for Pinotage.
I agree with you. $18 bottle of wine. My girlfriend loves Pinotage. She loves that gamey, ungamely, you know, sort of Pinotage-esque quality. I don't know if she'd like this, but
is that what
I
she likes
this
in you?
You know, that's an interesting question. That will never be solved. But you can get an $18 bottle of 2010 Warwick Old Bush Vines Pinotage from Stellenbosch, South Africa, which we recommend this morning. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Check out our shows online at WBJC.com. Click on the Word on Wine link. You won't be disappointed, and you won't have to spell all of these names, which is really great. And it'll make finding these wines at your local wine store a lot easier. You can also email us with any questions or comments. Mary, have a great day.
Thank you, Jonathan. You too.
Cheers.